It's your morning buzz with Foch and Sarah on Power 96.5.
Blake Lively is in a movie with Anna Kendrick that drops in theaters today. It's called The Simple Favor. They have a makeout scene in the movie.
Oh, okay.
That really has nothing to do with what I'm getting ready to say, but
yeah,
I just
but
wanted
you
to
know
throw
that'll
that in
get
there.
People to go watch it because it's got a good part in it, as
I
you
I just
call.
Wanted to say it out loud. So here is Blake Lively. She was talking about the movie with Kelly and Ryan, then also the first time she ever met Oprah. Blake?
It was so magical. And I introduced myself to Oprah. I was so nervous.
Wait, you've never met Oprah?
Well, I sort of met her once, but she would never remember. And so I went up to her and I introduced myself and I was just so terrified. But it was the best. She like looks at you in your eye. She says your name about three times. So you feel like you're the only person in her world.
She shines Oprah. I said that
she does.
It's like staring into the sun. She radiates you from her Oprahness from within.
Her Oprahness. It's
but like if you could stare into the sun.
Yes.
Because apparently you
can't. You're not supposed to.
Yeah, you can't.
You're not supposed to. Thank you, Ryan Seacrest.
Don't turn Oprah's eyes.
But I like how Kelly's like, you haven't met Oprah? Like,
well,
that's
you're
so
Blake
common.
Lively. You would think that you would have met everybody by now.
I mean, I guess.
Even if it wasn't based on your career, it was based on your husband's career.
Now, coming out with a good
that's
movie.
That's not what I'm trying to say. I'm just saying that you had a lot of opportunities in not only your career, but if you're with Ryan Reynolds, your husband, maybe you meet her through that. That's what I'm saying. There's just two different chances to meet her. That was my point.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that one's better than the other. Good God. Please.
But if you think he is, please call
us. No, I know. I'm not trying. I didn't. That's not what I was trying to say. But I'm sure somebody will twist it and get pissed because they're angry with their life.
Oh,
I'm sure we'll hear about it from social media. I heard two words together and I'm offended. I didn't listen to the whole 30 seconds of it, but I heard two words, 2 seconds out of 30 seconds, and I'm offended. Well, I'm offended that you need to get a life. How about that?
Oh, yeah.
All right, you got your own problems. Get your own counseling. Get your own mental medicine. All right? If you need to go off on people just to make yourself feel better.
Are you done? So Jimmy Fallon.
Don't put your feelings on. So.
Hey, he wasn't done. Okay, go ahead. Hey, you just,
I'm really feeling alone. And you know what else pisses me off? When people cause problems in my own life. Well, how about this? Look in the mirror because the problem is you.
Oh, my God.
How about that? Why don't you start there first before
guys,
you start putting your crap
knew?
On other
Botch
people?
Botch has it all figured out.
Oh, hell no. I know. But let me just tell you something. Yes. I look at my own problems first because, man, if you don't look in the mirror first and stop blaming other people, you ain't going to fix crap in your life.
Yes.
There's a little Tony Foch Robbins for you this morning.
That was your morning buzz with Foch and Sarah on Power 96.5.